kings and queens, presenting the dynamic ball DVD producer, originator of the sneaker versus sneaker category, executive realness contestant, and member of the House of LaCroix, sweetie. He's either loved or hated and is broadcasting live all the way from ATL. Without further delay or hesitation, grab your nuts and squeeze your meat for the one and only Tom motherfucking Blumenthal.
I'm on my neck, baby. What? I know you love me, baby. Yeah, Slim, Young J, O, C. What's
just up down, fresh out the shower. Gotta stay fresh, take about an hour. Get dressed, your boy's so clean. Both of them all, I got them blue jeans. Fresh pair of shades, have some arrest. Talk to the drawers, your boy stay fit. I'm ready. Can nobody tell me nothing?
blogtalkradio.com/servethekids with creator and host Tom Blumenthal. Call in now at 347-996-3610.
Serve or get served, honey.
Hi, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show for Tuesday, January 6th, 2008. This is your host, Tom Blumenthal. You're listening to Serve the Kids Radio on blogtalkradio.com/Serve the Kids. I need to apologize to everybody. We're going to be starting just a little bit late tonight. I'm actually out making a late night run. You guys can blame it on Country Chanel and Corrupt Balenciaga. So sit back and relax. Enjoy the beat for a moment. Rhonda and Avias will be checking in momentarily. We will be starting the show in just a brief moment. Serve the Kids Radio. Don't go anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, you're enjoying the mellow sounds of a light beat. Light beat from an old way. This is Tom Blumenthal, and you're listening to blogtalkradio.com/surfthekids. I'm almost at home. So, Aviance, if you're on the line already, hold the line. I'm making my way to my villa. I'm about just a few blocks away from the house. I have to make a late night run. Like I said, you can blame Country Chanel and Corrupt Balenciaga. They made a DD order that I had to fulfill. You have to take care of my customers. But we are live on the air. Tom Blumenthal here. And in just a moment, I'll be bringing on the line my co-host, Aviance, and Rhonda Jenkins. Just as soon as I make it into the actual house. right now, just feel this thing on your face. Feel it. Yes. Let it hit you right in the face. Oh, you know how that feels, like a big penis hitting you on the face. I'm sure some of y'all know what that feels like. Wow. Just to give you guys a heads up, tonight we're going to be talking about regional trends. We kind of touched on this a little bit last night, but tonight I'm inviting each and every one of you all to call in and tell us about your regional trends, things that are only unique and particular in your region, your city, your neighborhood. We want to hear about it. Those people who like to, don't travel, stay in one location, stay on one block their whole lives, never go anywhere. This might be beneficial for you to see how people do things in other places. Stay tuned. The show will be kicking off in just a moment. BlogTalkRadio.com/surfthekids. Call in phone number 347-996-3610. Blumenthal. All right, welcome to the show. I'm here. Damn it. Made it back home. Thank you. Back here on the show. Thank you, guys. This is Tom Blumenthal, and you're listening to blogtalkradio.com/servethekids. Text everybody you know and tell them that the first ever gay radio show is on right now. On blogtalkradio.com/servethekids with your host Tom Blumenthal, and the texts are rolling on in. Let's see here. Let me see if I can find my co-host. I want to welcome everyone to the show. And I'll tell you what, while I find the co-host, let me just go ahead and get this out the way. Everybody, please stand by. This is Tom. Don't go anywhere, please.
Carolina Ballroom Council presents the Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, January 31st, 2009. Awards presentation begins at 12 a.m. Legend Statements and Stars begins at 1 a.m. Your commentator for the legendary Salvin Khan and legendary Jake Lyons. Admission is $30 all night. Tables are $100 and seats 10 people with refreshments. It's going down at the Mooresville National Guard Armory, located at 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina, 28115. That's less than 20 minutes from Charlotte. Over $2,500 in cash prizes will be given out, including Bush Queen Vogue Femme for $750 with a $10 entry fee and a $1,000 guarantee. Bush Queen European Runway, $500. Bush Queen Realness with a Twist, $250. Female Figure Runway, $250. Open to All Realness Battle Royale, $250. And that's not it, y'all. More cash prizes, including Bush Queen Face and Female Figure Face. So for more information, please see Walk For Me Wednesdays or email cbcexecboard2008@yahoo.com. Once again, that's cbcexecboard2008@yahoo.com. See y'all.
All right, welcome back again. Tom Blumenthal here live on blogtalkradio.com/surfthekids. And again, tonight we are talking about regional trends, and also wanted to talk about a couple of other things as well. we're going to have our music review tonight with Kiddo Ivisu, reviewing all the latest CDs that hit the stores today. What's hot and what's not, what you need to not even bother to waste your money on. Like a Brandy CD I bought that I just cannot seem to wrap myself around. I don't really like this new Brandy CD. It's just not Brandy for some reason to me. But what else do we want to talk about tonight? Oh, yes, boys. Do you like him masculine or do you like him femme, a little in between? What do you like? I mean, what's acceptable under today's standards? I don't know how things work now because I'm kind of out of the loop when it comes to that. I know what I like, but what do you like? Is it okay for your mate, your lover, your boyfriend to be on the cunty side? Because some of my friends like him real cunty and, you know, dainty, very feminine. Excuse me. And then I have other friends who just need that masculine, very homo thuggish type of guy. I never understood that. But anyway, those are just some of the things we're going to talk about. So I hope that you all will text everybody that you know and tell them to log on. I'm still waiting for our co-hosts, Aviance and Rhonda, to join us tonight. I'm anticipating they will be calling in momentarily to talk to us tonight. And then, of course, we'll go to the phone lines and talk to you all and find out just what's on your mind. What do you have to say? What's bothering you? You know, we haven't done a rejection show in a while. Maybe tonight we can do that also. If there's somebody you want to reject, then certainly, by all means, in 2009 especially, what better way to start out the new year than to reject some people out of your life who are just dead weight and just kind of in your way? What time, what better way to kick off the new year than to reject a lot of people out of your life? Maybe while I'm talking, just to break up this monotony, let me pop a bottle here. But yeah, I mean, what a better way to start out the new year than to because a lot of people, whether you guys want to admit it or not, there are a lot of folks that you could get rid of and stand to lose in 09 because this is our year to shine. So think about that. And if you don't want to talk about our topics that I threw out, then you give me a rejection. Okay? Now, where did I leave off? Also, if you have any shout-outs, you can certainly give those. That's about it. just kind of scrolling through my text messenger, my Yahoo Instant Messenger, to see who's online. I know these text messages are going to be rolling in just a moment. Let's see. All right, shout out to Cedric in Detroit. Cedric sends a Happy New Year shout out to everyone. Okay, let's just go directly to the phones while we wait for Rhonda. Caller in the 937-546. Hello?
Just listening.
Well, no. There's no just listening tonight, because we're doing regional trends tonight, as well as rejections, and we're talking about men, whether you like them masculine or feminine. So which one would you like to speak on?
Well, I don't want to pretty much know all about the trends. I mean, because I haven't been that many places, but I have been around.
Well, when I say regional trends, I'm talking about trends in your area. Where do you live?
I live in Ohio.
Okay, so what's a regional trend? What's something that we would only see in Ohio, in the Ohio hood? Like, if you saw somebody that was wearing something, and you would immediately know, oh, that person is from Ohio.
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. But as
don't
far
know.
As now, as far as what I like, it really doesn't matter to me. It's all about your heart. So if you feminine or masculine, that really doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Okay, caller. Thank you. I think that caller didn't quite understand what my question was. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you all to tell me about a regional trend. For instance, here in Atlanta, you know, for some reason everything is kind of backwards here in Atlanta, but the boys down here like Fila's. Now, I have never worn a pair of Fila's, and I would never be caught dead in a pair of Fila sneakers. But the boys in Atlanta like Fila's. Lil Jon even made a song about it. Forever, I love Atlanta. I mean, I thought it was the corniest thing I'd ever heard of in my life. Almost as bad as those Taliban scarves. That's a regional trend. All right. New York City, the boys in Harlem. All of the straight boys are wearing skinny jeans now. That's kind of spread out and is no longer a regional trend, but it's kind of like all over. But that would be an example of a regional trend. What else can I think of? Gosh, because I've been so many places and seen so many things. But that's just an example. So let's say you live in you know what? Here's another thing. I'm about to bring somebody on from Detroit. But one thing about people from Detroit, you can always tell a boy from Detroit because they will always have a sickening haircut. The boys in Detroit will always give you a nice haircut. Another thing about boys in Detroit, all the trade boys in Detroit seem to like Cartier frames. My.
You're listening to Serve the Kids Radio on blogtalkradio.com/Serve the Kids with creator and host Tom Blumenthal. Call in now at 347-996-3610. There or get there, honey.
Okay, welcome back. Let me see if I can find Cedric. Yes, I'm okay. I just had something got caught in my throat. Cedric, are you there?
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Everybody's texting me asking me, am I okay?
Yeah, because you sound like you're choking on something.
I just had a Diane Sawyer moment where I don't know what happened. My voice went crazy.
I thought you were having a heart attack.
I'm still getting over this cold. And today it was like 74 degrees in Atlanta. So we keep having these days where it's hot and then it's cold. So I can't get adjusted to this weather. This is why I hate winters in Atlanta, because it's never a solid week of just 30 degree weather. Oh, gosh. Okay, anyway, Cedric, how are you?
I'm good. How was your New Year?
Oh, it was wonderful, wonderful.
Mine.
You wanted to talk about regional trends. You're from Detroit.
Oh.
Tell us something that we would only see in Detroit.
I probably want to say those Maury Gaynor shoes.
Gaynors.
That's
oh, God, yeah.
One of the things that's just, it's like, if they have, they'll have on an orange suit with some orange gaiters, and it's like, please stop.
I've only seen men from Detroit wearing gaiters. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And actually, it's not about gaiters these days. It's about crocodiles, so. But
oh, so now it's Crocs and not gaiters, okay.
No, see, they don't realize it's about Crocs right now and not gaiters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anything else regional about Detroit?
I don't even know. I can't even think of anyone. That's probably the worst. Oh, I know, because I'm fairly young. When I went to prom, it's those damn white suits. Like, everybody's in white and cream suits with a hot pink tie on or a red
the
tie.
Boys all over the country do that.
Do they?
Yeah. I've seen guys here in Atlanta do that, pink suits. Yeah, okay.
Well,
all right, we'll touch.
Enjoy your New Year and you drink some water.
Yeah, I am. Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful evening. I don't know what happened to me. I was fine for a second, and then all of a sudden my voice just kind of went crazy on me. And I'm still trying to get myself together. But anyway, we're waiting for Rhonda and waiting for Aviance. I'm understanding that there was some icy weather somewhere, and Aviance got trapped somewhere. People, call me up. Call me up now, and let's talk about this thing. Let me take a quick break while I get myself together here, because I tell you.
Are you about to get yacked in your back, otherwise known as banged in your box or poked in your onion? Not sure if your walls are painted or bare? Well, here's a new way to get your onion smashed without the ooey smell and painted sheets. It's called Summer's Atom. It's just for men who like that fresh rectal feeling. Are you an artist who paints during sex? Would you like to get banged without leaving behind your work? Before your next session, try Summer's Atom. Summer's Atom can be used in two comfortable positions, cleanse in the wheelbarrow or doggy style position.
Summer's Atom can be found in all local pharmacies, bookstores, and shops and groceries. Use only as directed, not to exceed recommended dosage. Summersatom.com for more details.
All right. I'm sure a lot of you all need that Summer's Atom. Let me go directly to my phone lines. I have a special guest holding from Philadelphia. I want to welcome on the line the overall legendary Father Michi Lacroix. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Were you just holding just to say hi or just listening?
Yeah, I was just holding to say hi. I just actually just tuned in.
Okay, well, we're talking about regional trends tonight, things that you would only see in your neck of the woods, something that you would see if you lived in West Philly and you saw a boy and you would automatically know, oh, yeah, he's from West Philly. That's one of the things we're talking about. We're also talking about men. Do you like them femme or you like them masculine? What's your preference and why? just dibbling and dabbling here and there. So what do you think, Michi? Which one would you like to comment on?
I guess I would have to go with the men since I'm stuck on the other one, but I like my men thin. Of course, I like them short, and I like them cunt.
Oh. You like cunty boys, Michi? I didn't know that.
Oh, you knew. I don't like masculine guys. That's a turn off for me.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you for that input. So, ladies and gentlemen, if there's anyone out there, if you're cunty, if you're thin and short, Michi can be found in Philadelphia Fridays, maybe at the BC, or dining over a light meal at some fabulous restaurant in Center City.
But I have Caesar Lacroix here, too. He might want to tell you what his preference is.
Yes, let's hear Seasons. I know what he likes. Season.
Strawberry. Season, you like, I understand you like them real manly and big, right? Tom, now you know, you was really cutting up. No, not at all. Pretty. The pretty boys really catch my eye. Curly hair is a plus.
Like Prince Milan.
Oh.
Wait a minute now. Okay. Oh.
Mickey's cutting up right now.
Wow.
Now,
where do you normally find these boys, Season?
Well, I usually find them, you know, here and there.
Oh, just here and there. Okay.
Mickey's cutting up tonight. You know, they just a click away.
Just a click away. Oh, that's the new quote of the day. A click away. Wow. Okay. Now, Season, tell me a regional trend, something that you would only see in Philadelphia. I'll tell you one about Philadelphia. And I used to get teased about this all the time when I lived in Philadelphia. I adapted the whole, you know, the boys in especially from Mount Airy and Germantown. The boys wear the polo shirts, and they always button them all the way to the top. So if y'all wonder why I always wear my shirts this way, it's because I live in Philly, and that's what the boys in Philly do. They give you a polo shirt that's buttoned all the way to the very top.
I'm going to have to go with the Sooner. That's a regional trend because that's mostly seen here. The Sooners or the thick beards.
Oh, yes, that's right. The thick beards is definitely a Philadelphia thing, the Muslim boys. And it's spread from the Muslim boys to the – well, it's everybody now. The straight boys and the gay boys are doing the thick beards in Philadelphia. Never really liked those thick beards because I don't like kissing somebody and that hair is all on my neck and stuff. It just feels funny.
Wait, Mickey had one for you for Baltimore.
Mm.
Hey, man, what about them shorts and them thermals and them plaid shirts in Baltimore? When I see that, I see Baltimore.
Oh, my God. They do that in Baltimore because they do that in Atlanta, too. Shorts with thermals underneath, which I don't understand. Like, that's so tacky to me.
Don't pick it a thermal shirt because that completes the ensemble.
And a do-rag.
And if you're really feeling a little poor, you might get a gold too.
All right, Michi and Season, y'all are crazy.
All right, Tom.
Okay, bye-bye. Yes, you definitely will get a gold tooth here in Atlanta. Not just one gold tooth, but several on the top and on the bottom. Let's take this opportunity to welcome on one of our favorite co-hosts. You know who she is.
And now, sitting from coast to coast, the co-host with the most. He has the latest in celebrity gossip.
Now you want to talk about reading?
All the way from Chocolate City. It's the legendary Aviance.
Ow! Yes. Now, I'm getting too old to do these damn splits, baby. Ow!
Pop it.
That's right, baby. You know what we give in Chocolate City.
Y'all making me work tonight, but I've been here struggling trying to hold this thing together myself.
I know. The weather here is kind of rough. I mean, it's not
What's
snowing.
Going on?
But, like, the further – I work way out in Maryland, about an hour from D.C., so it's more icy, and people are driving really, really slow because they're afraid of black ice.
Oh,
the temperature
yes.
drops as it gets – you know, it's really dark when we get off from work nowadays, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you made it in safely. I'll tell you that.
Yes, regional trends, baby. Let me tell you what's going on in Chocolate City.
All right.
Okay, and it has been this way for a few decades. In D.C., only in Chocolate City, you can see brothers with black T-shirts on, gray sweatpants, Nike boots or Tim boots all year, no matter what the season, summer, winter, spring, and fall. Get into
it. You know what's interesting, Ms. Aviance, about D.C. that I noticed? Now, D.C. is a really strange place when it comes to dress and all that stuff because for some reason, the boys in D.C. all dress alike. Have you ever noticed that?
Absolutely.
And the main colors for D.C. are black and gray. I've come to understand that.
And when I go to a store, I only look for black and gray. That's the first thing I look for, and then I start to incorporate other things, you know, into my wardrobe once they say we're all out of black and gray.
And one other thing about D.C. that I noticed, too, is that D.C. will give you, like, a basketball sneaker, like a really crazy sneaker.
Yes.
You know, I've noticed that about D.C. also.
And you don't necessarily have to be gay in order to give that. A lot of the straight boys will give you that here.
Yeah,
the crazy,
exactly.
Colorful sneakers.
Yeah.
And such.
And the
I don't even wear
shirts.
Yeah, and the tie-dye shirts and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, and some
and
people can pull it off.
Those damn black skull things that they wear on their heads, too, with the dreads.
I'm sitting
like,
with one of them on right now.
Oh, my gosh.
But I don't have any dreads.
I'm telling you, now, if you ever talk about a person that you can look at, never seen them before, never met them, and you can automatically tell when you first see them where they are from, you take a person from D.C. and put them anywhere in America, and if you've ever been to D.C. and know the culture of D.C., when you see them, you automatically know, oh, they're from D.C. And
absolutely.
Don't let them talk. Don't let them talk, because you definitely know they're from D.C. when they start talking. What else can we find that's unique to D.C., Aviance? Anything else?
Well, I mean, you know, the do-rag thing. I mean, people wear do-rags.
Yeah.
And that scarf, that Taliban scarf, you know, everyone has one of those. Even white folks wear those here.
Oh,
so, you know.
Even the white people.
It's very
God.
Contagious. Very contagious. Right. Now, when it comes down to men, I prefer masculine bottoms with fat booties.
Ooh.
And I prefer them to be 5'8 and below. I'll go down to 5'5 if necessary, but sometimes that looks too little considering I'm 6'3.
Jiggle it. Well, you know what I always say? My motto is you always, no matter how short they are, and you know I'm tall, but when we lay down next to each other, we're the same height. It doesn't even matter.
And as long as your head can reach to where it needs to get to, baby, it's all good.
I think I'll take them. I'll take them as short as long as they don't look like one of those dwarfs. I can't do a dwarf. In fact, I don't want a guy that I feel like I can pick up because they're so short. I can pick them up. So I have to shoot them. You know who reminds me? Man, this is no shame because I love him to death. But Gabriel Balenciaga, he's so short, I have to stoop down to hug Gabriel.
But it's so cute, though.
I think I can get on my knees in front of Gabriel and still be...
That is wrong. That is so, so wrong.
Shout out to my boy Gabriel. What's up, Gabriel? I hope you like
it. But you know what? When they are sexy, though, it's just like, I like to see short men with attitudes. It's just like... They look like little boys who want to be men, but they walk around.
I find about short people is they have this complex where they have to overcompensate because they're so short, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know,
well, they can't help it. They can't help it.
I guess you're right. They have to make up some kind of way. I do have on the phone line at this time someone who's calling in that had a concern about a comment that was made on the show last night. We want to go to Omar Milan holding. Omar, hello, from Atlanta. Hi.
What's up, Tom?
How you doing?
I'm all right. What's going on?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Congratulations to your show and everything.
Thank you. Thank you. Omar, you had some things that you wanted to express to us tonight. We want to give you an opportunity to do that at this time. What's on your mind?
Sure, no problem. I was overtold some things about that were said about me, whatever, which is I wasn't even going to call it because it's small stuff. You know what I'm saying? I've got other things going on in my life. I ain't even with it. You know what I'm saying? But the thing that got me that the person whoever made the comment, you know what I'm saying, just talked to me the other day and the way I was told for me they was making it seem like they was chomping me off or whatever like that. Only I have to say about it is like, whatever my bro and Darnell going through, that's between them. I don't have no time dealing with that. Everybody know me. Everybody know where I'm staying. I'm a grown man. I don't got time for all that. I'm in school working. I ain't with that rah-rah. You want to say something to me, come see me. I don't got time for that.
Okay. Now, did you have an opportunity to listen to the archive from last night to hear it for yourself?
Nah, actually, I didn't hear the whole thing. I didn't hear it at all. This is my first time I'm up it.
Oh, okay. Well, if you get an opportunity, check out the archive at blogtalkradio.com/servethekids so you can hear exactly what was said for yourself. I don't want to misquote anybody. But I don't think there's anything to get, you know, all upset about. You know, like you said, you're a grown man. You're doing your thing and working and stuff. Don't sweat it.
Yeah, it's a small stuff though, John. You know what I'm saying? If you got something to me, you know my number, come talk to me. We talk all the time. It ain't that serious. I'm here.
Right. Now, one question before you get out of here. Can we expect another Eminem ball from you and Black?
Oh, yeah. We working on that now. That's in process. We talking about that.
Oh, okay, good. So we can break that news right here on the show, people, because I got that Eminem Ball DVD, and it was hot the last time over at 714 here in Atlanta. So everybody be on the lookout for Omar and Black Milan to do that Eminem Ball coming real soon here in the ATL. When y'all get it planned, Omar, call me up and give me the details so I can announce it.
All right, no, definitely. And again, you know what I'm saying? Good luck on your little show and then your little media thing that you got going on. I'm saying wish you the best of luck. Happy New Year,
all
man.
All right. Thank you, and Happy New Year to you. And call us back anytime, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Later. That was Omar Milan. Very attractive guy, too. Very handsome here in Atlanta.
And a Western match.
Yeah, shout out to Omar. Holler at me, Omar. Do dinner or something.
See? Bitch, you know what? Ain't a damn thing changed for 2009. That is so... so much for resolutions, baby.
I can't go to dinner. What's up? What's up?
Oh, my God. So much for New Year's resolutions. Moving on.
Let's go back to these phone lines. We're talking about regional trends and men. Masculine or cunty, feminine. What do you like? We've talked about this before, but is it okay for you to get fucked by a cunty boy? I mean, would you let a cunty arched eyebrow, lip piercing, halter top wearing, escrow with a finger wave, would you let that type of boy climb on you and bang you?
Oh my goodness. That is lethal, baby.
Yes, 678-735. You're live with Tom. Hello. 678-735. Hello. Okay, we lost them. 910-964. Go ahead. Caller in North Carolina, 910. You're live with Tom. I have to let you go, caller. 513 out of Cincinnati. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're live
Hello?
With Tom. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Nothing much. How you doing?
I'm doing
hey,
excellent.
Hey, Rhonda.
Say, Rhonda's not with us just yet. Aviance is on the line. Say hi to Aviance.
Hi, Aviance.
Hey, baby, what's going on?
Nothing much. We're here watching BET.
Okay.
Oh, see, that's what happened to the youth of America right there, BET, Corrupting Minds. Chris, wow. I've only been to Cincinnati like two or three times. I'm actually planning on coming to Cincinnati this year for the Cincinnati Jazz Fest. Isn't that what they call it, the Music Fest or something? I'm coming out there for that because I came out there for that once before a few years ago, and I had a blast. But anyway, tell us about some regional trends in Cincinnati. I'm not familiar with anything out there.
Okay, you might think that it's late, but I think the trend here is like boys that sag their pants and wear like Creative Rex. You ever heard of them?
Oh, yes. I hate that shoe, and I hate the sagging, too.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can really think of besides gold teeth.
So Creative Rex are real big in Cincinnati?
Yes, the Fly Boys wear them.
That sold 2 years ago here in Atlanta, but I definitely don't like those shoes for some reason. They just don't move me. Okay, are you wearing some of those shoes right now?
I have one pair.
Oh,
but
okay,
I like Nikes. I like like Air Force One Supremes. I like
Yes. Okay, the boy shoe. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Chris.
Can I say something about the boys?
Of course. Go right ahead.
I like masculine niggas. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
masculine
gosh.
Boys.
No N word, please. I hate that N word. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I like masculine boys that's tall and muscular. Would I let a cunty top bang me? Maybe if I loved them, but 9 times out of 10, no.
Now, have you ever seen my pictures? Have you ever seen me in person?
No, I haven't. I'm dying to see what you look like.
Okay, well, go to my MySpace. It's MySpace.com.
This is absolutely too much to handle for one evening. The overtness of it all is just out of control. Tom, you said you were turning over a new leaf for 2009. I didn't think you were coming out of your bag to this extent.
leave me alone. Chris, go to my MySpace at myspace.com/servekids. Send me a friend request. I'll accept you, and you can see my pictures.
But you know, I'm six four. I'm kind of slim though. I'm not real like big. I'm slim. I'm 6'4". I don't want to describe myself because I don't want to sound like one of those people on one of those lines.
Right, right.
Go check out my pictures. You'll see them, and you know everybody will tell you I sit from coast to coast.
Okay. Yes.
I just got like 5 IM saying, "Child, please let me shout out to my boy Izzy." Shout out to Izzy. Oh, Izzy likes those bears. Izzy, leave me alone.
Kids can't take me.
Chris, it was nice talking to you. Happy New Year. All right.
All right.
Take care.
Okay. Oh, yes, you just keep coming for me. I don't understand.
No, baby, I'm gagging over here.
Let me welcome on your friend on the phone because you are trying it. Hold on 1 second. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who this individual is. He brings the noise and the pain.
And now, it's time for the nightly Child Please segment with the much-anticipated, highly sought-after, the infamous T-Filler herself. She's the former Florida Evans, reincarnated as the one and only Miss Rhonda Jenkins with Child Please.
Rhonda?
Yes, Tom.
Your sister's on tonight, your brother.
Happy New Year.
Hey, bro.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad you can make it on through the year.
Yes.
How was you guys' New Year's?
It was mediocre.
Oh.
But I spent it with the Lord, though. I was on my knees speaking in tongues and carrying on when the New Year came
you
in.
Was on
that's
the,
what
on
I wanted
your knees
to do.
Using your tongue. Well, that's the way to bring in the year, honey.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
That happened about an hour later, though.
Oh, okay.
Had to let the word settle in my spirit.
Hey,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hanif, are you on?
Oh, no, Hanif's not here tonight. I was talking about me when I said your brother.
Oh, chill, please.
Rhonda, what are you doing, sweetie? Where are you?
Honey, I just made it in, chill. I had a few things to take care of, honey. You know, change. I'm making a change for 09, chill. So, you know, I had a few things to take care of.
Well, I hope the change has been made. We're 6 days into the new year. You're still making the change?
Well, yes, ma'am. The change will be done year-round, honey. And I'm not talking, you know, hormonal change, honey. It ain't that type of change. No, ma'am.
Let's go all the way. Rhonda, tonight we're talking about regional trends, and we're talking about boys. Do you like them masculine? Or do you like them cunty? What do you like, Rhonda, cunty or masculine?
Oh, I like a masculine with a little hint of cunt. You know, someone I can cackle with a little bit, but not too much, child. Know when to turn it on and off. And speaking of regional and boys, the regional boys in your area, Tom, the word is that Ken and Bones broke up.
Oh, no.
Well, that is a tragedy, and we certainly send our condolences. As a matter of fact, to everybody out there during this time, if you have lost that special love of your life, we want to tell you how very saddened we are about the loss of the relationship, and we hope that you can rebound and find the true love that you desire.
Amen. Or just quit being cheap, honey, and trying to break up with your date for Valentine's so you won't have to get him nothing.
Oh, wow. Well, that certainly explains it right before Valentine's.
I don't miss much, honey.
Okay, and speaking of Valentine's, everyone, I will accept gifts. You can mail them to me, P.O. Box 4956, Atlanta, Georgia, 30302. Address it to Serve Media, LLC. Take cards, gift cards, U.S. Postal Service money orders only. Whatever you want to send me.
Yes, he prefers Rogaine because he is going into male pattern baldness.
Lord have mercy.
Yes. Get him something preventative. We'll be right up his alley.
Let's go back to the phone lines before I drop Rhonda mysteriously. 773-902, all the way in Chicago. Hello.
Oh, my God.
773, caller. I'm going to have to let you go. I'm sorry. 803-381 from South Carolina. You're live with Blumenthal.
What's the tea, Tom?
What's the tea? Who's this?
Asia Revlon.
This is Asa. Oh, my God. Asa, what's up, man? I haven't talked to you in so long. How you been?
I said Asia.
Oh, Asia. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I thought you said Asa. How are you, Asia? How you doing, honey?
I'm doing fine.
I can barely hear you. Can you speak a little louder?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, praise him. It sounds so much clearer. What do you want to talk about? Regional trends? Where are you?
Columbia, South Carolina.
Columbia in the sticks and backwoods. Now, tell us
yes,
the regional
Columbia.
Trend about Columbia.
Well, I mean, the girls down here, they're really late. I mean, they don't really have any trends. Everybody's going to the MAC counter getting makeup. That's about it.
Well, maybe that pretty much sums it up for just about everywhere in gay America, lots of makeup,
amen.
Especially here in the ATL.
And in D.C.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Now, Asia, tell us about the boys you like, cunty or masculine?
I like a masculine man.
Something manly and burly, huh? Harry also?
Oh, no. I like them small and thin.
Amen.
Oh. Small
thin, and
thin,
dark skin with gold teeth.
Oh,
yeah.
No gold teeth for me, honey.
Well, I hear they really do that in Baltimore. I know they have it here in Atlanta, gold teeth.
Oh, yes,
I've
been there.
You can find gold teeth on just about every tooth in a boy's mouth down here.
Amen.
I think they even make them for the wisdom teeth now.
Yeah, work.
All right, Asia, well, it was nice talking to you. Have a wonderful evening and a happy new year. Let's go to another caller in South Carolina, 803-269. Hello.
Or is he like a mask?
Let me hear what they sound.
Hello, 803-269. Hello.
That's you.
You on the
that's
air,
you.
Sweetie?
That's you, honey. Oh, she hung up. Well, okay, goodbye. 202-277 all the way from D.C. Hi. You're live with Tom. What's your question or comment, please?
Hey, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Quan.
Hey, Quan, what's going on?
Much. Listen to your show. We're like there, loving the topic.
Okay.
But I was going to comment on a region. I know you already talked about D.C. and stuff like that, but another thing I did recognize was that everybody's stuck in the 80s type thing.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
I thought that was kind of dying out. I'm hoping so. I figured the 80s had come to its end again.
See, I'm kind of in between D.C. and Baltimore. So, like, I'm halfway in D.C., halfway in Baltimore. I go to school in Baltimore, too. So,
So they're still stuck in the 80s up there.
But I know in Baltimore, you know, you're going to see everybody with those freaking capris on.
Oh, my
God.
Capris?
Oh, man.
All the boys. Capris, like it stopped right at your ankle.
Oh, yes. They were doing those like 3 summers ago. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would never wear anything like that.
The drawstring at the bottom.
Yeah.
That's so gay.
Oh,
so
my gosh. I didn't know they were still wearing those jeans. Those are awful.
Me either.
And the sideways cornrows, too.
Oh, gosh. And now, they do that in Baltimore. I think that is the worst. Now, I have to put Baltimore on blast. I do not like those sideways cornrows. Oh, my God, that is so, so taboo. I mean, you talk about a mugshot waiting to happen. It's like you're waiting to have your picture taken by the police.
Ooh, right.
Exactly what that's what it looks like. I think it's disgusting. Please don't wear those things, please, people. All right, Quan, well, we love you so much. Tell us about the boys. Don't try to get out of here without telling us about that. Do you like those cunty ones?
We know you know the boys, Sonny.
The boys and the booze.
Oh. Quan, do you like them cunty or you like them manly or what do you like?
I kind of am into like the, you know, the masculine bush queen. So,
oh, yes.
So, you know, you got to give me very much of, like, you know, I can give you masculine, but I'm still like feminine.
You can give what?
You can give me masculine. But...
Oh, they can give you. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Go ahead, Quan.
But yeah, like I like, you know, masculine. Like I want to be able to kiki with you, but like you said, like not too much. Like, you know, turn off.
Okay, so they can give you masculine out during the daytime, but at night, if you decide you want to roll them over, then that's okay.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, hey, I got you. Now, would you ever let one of those cunty ones, the little frame ones with the lip piercing and arched brows, would you let them bang you?
Uh-uh. That's a no-no.
Well, what do you give, honey? That's what I envisioned you giving to. I'm sorry if that's not... That's not what you give, Gabe. You don't get it, Gabe. I'm sorry, Jill.
Oh,
God.
Thank you, Quan. I'm sorry. Oh.
Bye, Quan.
Ms. Rhonda.
Ms. Rhonda. I mean, well, that's what she gave me. She gave me.
Caller from the 443-473. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Tom, this is Gigi.
Hey, Gigi, what's the tea, girl?
I'm calling from Baltimore. We did not wear capris. That's like 6 summers ago. Like, it's very clean. Like, Levi's, Sevens. Most of the men are wearing, like, unisex now. Like, I go to straight clubs, so, like, you see guys with, like, Levi's jeans on, nice haircuts.
I'm seeing a lot of Levi's lately, yes.
Yeah. It's very clean cut in Baltimore. Like, especially, the trade. Like, they're starting to, you don't know if it's a queen or not. You don't know, like, some places you walk into, you don't know where you're at.
Well, yeah. are the boys still doing those sideways cornrows?
No. I mean, people, like, cornrows is, like, played out. I remember, like, 6 years ago, people wearing golds and stuff like that. They don't do it down here in Baltimore.
No, I have seen boys recently at bars from Baltimore with those sideways cornrows.
Yeah, but it's not. I mean, it's, like, the masses of, like, everybody, like, wearing sideways cornrows. That's, like, played out now. Like, nobody wears
I do go for some braids on a boy. I still think that's a turn on, but I don't like the sideways braids. Oh, no. Mm-mm. All right. Well, thank you, Sugar. Have a good night and Happy New Year.
Ask me what kind of men I like.
Oh, well, what do you like? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Tell us what you like. You like the country?
We thought
it was
clear.
Sweetie, what do you like?
I like them tall and chocolate.
Oh.
All right. I love being a doctor's boy, too, honey.
Chestnut chocolate.
And do you have an inch preference?
An eighth.
Inch. Inches.
Oh, you a size queen, Jill.
No.
What's she saying?
What'd you say?
What'd you say,
no,
Mama?
I have no inch preference.
Okay.
Oh, so it doesn't matter how large it is. Okay. He said they take them large in Baltimore. All right.
Yeah, she gives me. She's already in a wheelchair, honey. Yeah.
Thank you. Let's see here. Call it from a 937-750. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Who's this?
This is JR.
JR who? You said that with such authority.
I don't know. It's just JR.
Oh, just
well,
a misleading authority at that.
Right. Well, what's up, JR? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ohio.
Okay. What's going on in Ohio? What part are you in? And tell us what the trend is there.
I'm in Cincinnati. But the caller that you gave your MySpace to, child, she is late.
Ooh.
She is late.
And how exactly do you know her?
Oh, I know her real well, but that's I just have to say that because don't go there.
Because you're trying to get a time yourself?
No.
I routinely, let me put this disclaimer out, I routinely give out my MySpace to fans and listeners because they do want to see what I look like, and I have no problem with that. It's not like I'm flying out tomorrow to meet the person, but...
Yeah,
just
you will.
Just how are they a mess? Tell us that.
Huh?
Just how are they a mess?
I'm not going to detail this late.
Okay.
All right. Well,
so what is the trend? What are the trends in your region? What kind of clothes do they wear that's really, you know, the trend there?
Did we lose him? I believe we lost him.
I think we lost him.
Thank God.
I'm about to call the next caller.
He's late.
I had to pop some muffins in the microwave. Rhonda, while we have you on, anything else that we missed with you that you didn't drop on us?
Well, let me. I was trying to look through my little tidbits here, honey. I hadn't noticed anything. Did you cover your city's trends, Tom?
Yeah, I did. I just talked about the Felas and the gold teeth.
Felas. Oh, in Atlanta, yes. Forever, I love Atlanta.
Yes.
I've never owned. Well, that's not true. I think Felas are a late pair of shoes, honey.
I do too. I would never be caught in a pair of those sneakers. And if you ever see me in them, somebody else put them on me after they drugged me with some type of shakedown drug.
Oh, Tom, I know in New Orleans they love Reeboks to death, Tom. They love Reeboks.
Oh, hey, that is the most brandiest sneaker I've ever. I've never even owned
Gangsta
a pair of
Reeboks.
Yes. Actually, I take that back. When I was younger, I guess middle school age. This is no lie, people. My mother would buy me one pair of sneakers, a pair of Reeboks, black. And that pair of sneakers would have to last me through the entire school year. To this day, that still haunts me. And when I go into a shoe store, I cannot even look at a pair of Reeboks. And I will never own a pair of Reeboks ever again.
Well, honey, when I was in high school, and those Reeboks came out in all those different colors, honey, ooh, I'm telling my age, chill. I had them all. I loved them, and after that, I got not one pair more. But yes, New Orleans to this day, still, that is their top-selling shoe, the Gangsta Reeboks.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, that's the same.
That is
awful. Yeah, they say they're kind of backwards in New Orleans, too. I believe it now. Let's go back to the phones, people, and tell us the truth. Now, if you like these cunty boys to climb your back, because some of y'all like these cunty, queenie, girly boys to climb on your back and bang you. And truth be told, because I've had quite a few that have surprised me, that, you know, sometimes these cunty ones have the big penises, and you have to bang them, you know, because I have to bang them with. And they have these long pipes, and, you know, you have to kind of push it out the way while you're banging them.
Right,
so,
or it's laying up on your stomach and all of this nonsense.
Right.
You
and
go,
for
like,
some people,
how the hell do you have this big-ass pretty dick and don't even want it touched? I mean, you know, I don't want to be fucked, but I do like to, you know, speak on the mic every now and then and play with it a little bit. And it's just disturbing when you meet people who have beautiful big dicks who've never, ever seen the light of day. You're like, child, what a waste.
Yes, honey, but that doesn't move me when you're playing with, honey, and they're laying there like, girl, are you finished, child? Ugh. Must you. No.
Right. Like, you know, or if you ask a person, do they want to come, and they go, I'm good.
I don't like that.
In this world I could lay up in the bed with anyone and not climax. That is a deal breaker.
Yeah, I think that's a big turnoff. I've had guys do that before, and I'd be asking them, like, okay, did I not satisfy you? What's the problem? Oh, I just don't want to come, you know, I just don't want to do it. Well, okay, what are we doing here?
Because in their mind, they're a woman.
That's the case for me, honey. I'll let you get off
come.
Because I'm going to make a call after the fact to get mine with someone else. Yeah.
Excuse me?
I'm going to make a call after the fact and get mine with someone else.
Yeah, even women still like the climax, from what I understand. I've never had that experience, but I do know they like that.
I mean, a lot of gay men are actually afraid that by masturbating, I mean, I'm talking about bottoms now, they are afraid that even if they ejaculate or masturbate, that makes them too much of a boy, or they may end up wanting to do something else, and they want to make sure they stay.
That's a mess.
That means I didn't really enjoy it with you, honey, and I'm going to call someone else and get it off with them and enjoy it. I'm not going to waste my nut on you, personally.
Exactly.
All right, caller from the 908-249, caller. 908-249. Hello. Caller from the 908-249. Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
What part?
Yes.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, Jersey. Okay. Now, what's the trend there?
One of the things that I hate that they always do here, the boys, even in the summertime, they wear Tims with shorts.
Not like that. That's sexy to me.
Not to me.
I love that.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. It don't matter. They could be wearing basketball shorts, and they're still going to throw on a Tim.
Right.
You don't like to see a boy with a pair of Tims on and a short? Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. I don't even retarded. Understand their fascination with getting fucked with Tims on. I don't even know what that's about. I just think that's utterly ridiculous.
Nobody said nothing about getting fucked with Tims.
I'm just saying it's all the same. Getting fucked with Tims on and wearing Tims with basketball shorts in the summer is ridiculous.
You're trying to reveal your fantasy to us tonight, aren't you?
That is not my fantasy.
Yes, it is.
Not at all. My Tims don't even see the light of day.
I think Tims and basketball shorts is very sexy too. That's a turn on.
Well, that's because you're a bottom, but I'm saying.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Don't hang up on me.
We want to thank Aviance for her time on the show.
Yeah. Leia.
Oh, God.
Paula, what else don't you like, or what else do they do there?
Other than that, like, you know, we're real close to New York, so it's like a lot of the New York trends, like, everybody wears white Air Force Ones year-round. Like, that's another big trend that we all do.
Let me tell you about Air Force Ones real quick. Hold on. Okay. Let me tell you the story real quick. I went to Chicago. I'm telling you, I have never seen any lights before in my life. I went to Chicago to some area, some underground mall. Eddie Escada took me there. And I'm telling y'all, and he was like, Tom, before you even get out the car, every step you take, somebody's going to be trying to sell you some ones. So I'm like, what in the hell is he talking about? We get out the car, I swear to you. And Rhonda, you can vouch for this because I think you might have experienced this too one time. I'm telling you people, everybody that approached us on the street, nobody was selling no fake CDs, no fake movies. They was trying to sell us Air Force Ones.
The fake ones?
I guess they were fake because they were selling them for so cheap. I mean, like, everybody on the block was hustling Air Force Ones. Even when we parked, the car that was next to us, they were selling Air Force Ones out the trunk.
Yes,
that is ridiculous.
What is the fascination in Chicago with Air Force One? Somebody please tell me.
But they're talking in the barbershops up here.
They do the same thing in your city, Tom, down at Five Points, ain't it?
I've never seen nobody hustle no Air Force Ones like they do in Chicago. This is different.
Wow.
This is different. This ain't normal. Caller, what was you saying? I'm sorry.
I was saying that they do that in the barbershops up here. They hustle them like that, the Air Force Ones.
Uh-huh.
And Tim's, too.
What are they going for? What is the asking price?
Well, depending on the quality or how good they are, you could get them for as cheap as, like, $25,
$30. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
And these are fake ones or the real ones?
The fake ones.
And
oh,
it's no shade, honey, to trade where Air Force Ones all day and all night. So, you know,
exactly.
They'll get a
they
pair
get
and run through them within a week and get another pair, you know.
Because they get messed up so easily.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes, they'll stump through them in about
7 or 10
days.
Because
you can't wear them once they get a crease in them. That's another thing they do up here. Once they get a crease in them, they won't wear them.
Yes, that's a wrap.
Yeah, well, I've never worn a pair of shoes long enough to get creases in them because I switch them frequently as well.
Well, Air Force One gets a crease in it wearing it 2 or 3 times.
Oh, wow. Oh, see, I don't even own a pair of Air Force Ones anymore. I used to wear those, but I stopped. Well, okay,
yes,
caller. Before you go, caller, tell us this. Do you like to be banged by a country boy or a masculine boy?
No, Tom. You always trying it. I am not going for that.
I'm asking everybody this question. This is one of our topics tonight.
It is. The original question is, do you prefer masculine, what was it, masculine or femboys? And Tom is taking it to, do you prefer to be banged by either? So what do you prefer? The question
there's
is,
no
femboy
that's going to climb my back. I'm sorry, but I prefer a masculine boy in general.
All right.
You like to be banged by masculine men. Okay, well, thank you, caller.
You always trying it. I'm not you, Tom. I like to get banged by masculine men.
Okay, well, hey, listen. I have said many of times I'm not embarrassed to be versatile, and I have no problem with being banged if that's what I choose to do at that particular time.
Mm-hmm. All right, because you did have a juicy booty at that con ball with your pants hanging off your ass that night.
Didn't we cover that was those skinny jeans, too?
Yes. People were actually photographing it, so
That's a non-existent buttocks. that
you
time.
You two are at me. You two are at me tonight. I don't understand. I mean, what have I done to deserve this type of treatment?
That girl has cakes like ginger snaps, honey. Small and tough.
Miss Thing, I'm going to get you.
And definitely sweet.
Please know, Rhonda, I'm going to get you. Let's move on to the next caller from a 646-406 phone number. 646-406, hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Twinkie from Connecticut.
Hey, Twinkie, what's going on?
I'm okay. How about you? Happy New Year.
You too. I love some Twinkies, I tell you. But go ahead, what's on your mind?
No, I was just calling and listening and, you know. I mean, but my comment is, I mean, you know, sometimes there's a lot of masculine, well, country boys out there fake like they masculine just to ride your back. And then you find out later on that they're really cunty, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
that
you
both
know,
them
I have,
divas.
I have had that happen to me once. I won't name names, but
Yeah, a long time ago that happened to me, too.
Yeah, I was
but I've had a,
disturbed. I was disturbed, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Well, was it good, honey? Did you enjoy it? Did he put it down?
He put it down.
Well, honey, that's all
that matters. That's all that really matters,
degree.
Really, at the end of the day.
I mean, if that girl wore you out, honey, and you say, well, you know what? No shade.
Right.
No shade. No, but I've had an ex-boyfriend a long time ago that had, like, 11 inches of dick. And he was quite feminine, though.
Ooh.
You know, he was, like, feminine. But, I mean, he was real
Ooh.
Cute. And he
Ooh.
Let me touch it, you know. I mean, you know. You know, he's so, you
isn't
know.
That,
wait,
though, isn't that
wait,
a,
wait a
horrible
wait,
life,
wait,
though?
Wait a minute, though. Who did who? I'm sorry.
Well, it was a lot of aura.
But
oh.
Yes, bitch, I'm gagging that he let you touch it, like birthdays, bar mitzvahs, holidays. Yeah.
Exactly.
Did it all the way get hard,
sleep.
Honey?
It was good.
Okay.
He gagged me. When I fell down his pants, it was like, oh, my God. So,
you know,
you know sometimes 11 inches won't get all the way hard, honey.
Exactly. It wasn't even all the way hard. It was just, oh, my God. So,
well, you know, in a situation
like
that, you have to just close your eyes and just imagine. And just
imagine. That's what I said.
Yeah.
But,
just, and let it all in.
Yeah.
I can let it all in.
Well, honey, you should have given him an ultimatum. Either you're going to fuck me with this thing or it's over, chill. You know, since they play pretend and no relationship with all that meat, honey, and you can't even, it's supposed to be your meat.
A lot of people
you can't
like
touch
that.
It and fondle it and play with it when you want to, chill. Chill, blood.
We became good friends after that, so,
yeah. Good girlfriends, apparently.
Yes, good girlfriends, you know. No,
yeah.
You know, good friends, not girlfriends, you know.
Twinkie, thank you, honey. Thank you, Twinkie.
Yes,
I tell
you.
All right, Happy New Year.
Yeah,
Happy New Year to you.
I hope people don't get the wrong idea about me because, you know, let's go on to a 980-875 phone number. Hello. 980-875. Hello.
Oh, I'm just listening,
Tom. Okay. Next time it's going to be silence, dial tone. 334-669. Hello.
What's good, Tom? Hey, Rhonda. Hey, Aviance. How y'all doing?
Hey, baby.
Hey, Cora.
Hey, who is this?
This is Jante.
Oh, hi, Jante. How are you?
I'm excellent. What's going on?
That's
we're
much.
Doing great.
Honey, how are the boys on the tours, honey? That's what I want to know. Tell us those teas, Jill.
Well, I don't know. You should know.
Well, I'm just saying, honey, I want to break into that whole circuit, that dancing circuit, chill. You know, that dancing for celebrities and stars.
That's not the topic tonight. What is the topic about tonight?
But I was just, oh, I'm sorry, I got off topic, sorry.
No.
Go
it's
ahead.
Quite okay. It's quite okay, Rhonda. You can say
no,
this.
No, we're going to talk about what's being discussed tonight. What's the topic tonight?
Jante, we're losing you. I'm sorry, we're losing your signal, Jante.
Hello?
We're losing your signal, Jante. Can you hear us?
I can hear you quite well.
Okay, you're sounding kind of muffled over there. Now, Blonda was asking about the whole touring circuit and the dancers.
I don't know anything about dancers or touring. What is that about?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I had just got sidetracked, Henny. I was just, you know, I had a brain freeze, Henny. I was thinking about those dancers and stuff that be on tour with, you know, celebrities and singers and stuff. I want to break into that scene, Henny. I know they have a party and a half chill.
Well, I probably they do. They have a great time, actually, but I don't know anything about that.
Right. Well, what about you, Henny? What do you like, then?
I like masculine and mature guys. That's what I go for. I don't have a particular type. Be mature. They're sexy, you know. That's what I like.
So you're versatile.
I am.
All right. Wow.
Yes.
All right. Dante, we want to thank you for calling in tonight, checking in. By the way, what city are you in?
What are the trends in your city?
Well, I'm in Atlanta. So I'm talking about the Atlanta trends or whatever. I don't really know. I mean, it's just pretty nice. So I don't know the trends. I mean, I do a lot of Jules. I see a lot of Air Force Ones, and that's about it. That's Atlanta for you.
Oh, okay.
Well, Jonte, we want to thank you for calling in tonight, and we want to wish you a wonderful evening. Let's move on to a caller from a 347-208 phone number. You're live with Tom. Hello. 347-208. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. You're live. Who's this?
Hey.
Caller, you're live. Hello. I'm letting you go, caller. Sorry. 330-780, Cincinnati, I think, or Ohio. Hello, you're live with Tom. Caller, you're live from the 330. It sounds like you're having trouble breathing. Are you okay?
Yes, giving Michael Myers keys.
Let's go to Richmond, all the way to Richmond, 804-437. Hello.
Hello.
You're live. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, could you speak a little louder, please?
Can you hear me?
Yes, who's this?
Big Rock. How you doing?
You have to speak a little louder. We cannot hear you.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Is that Rock?
We can barely hear you. What's your comment? Let me stop the beat.
What was that comment you made earlier about Shore Boys? What was that about?
About Shore Boys? Well, first of all, tell us who you are.
It's Rock.
It's Rock, baby.
Oh, this is Rock. Okay.
Hey, Rock.
Yes.
I don't recall, Rock. Do you have a comment about the topic?
No.
I said I prefer Short Boys. I think
okay,
Rob,
he's
did
just
you say anything?
No, he's just calling to take up time. 202-640.
Ooh,
hello.
Ooh.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Charlie.
Charlie, what's going on, Charlie?
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm good tonight. How you doing, Avion, Miss Honda?
Fantastic, Charlie.
How you doing, Jill?
Good.
What's on your mind, Charlie? What kind of man do you like?
It don't matter to me.
So
it really
actually,
do not matter.
Wait, let me pose this question the right way. You don't have a problem with laying down and letting the most cuntiest femme, tight jean wearing, halter top wearing,
no, because
finger waves with a piercing on their top lip. You can don't forget blue contacts. You can let them bang you.
Okay, Tom. This certain stipulation, you know, and things like that. But you know, a situation happened to me where I was dealing with somebody and I thought they was masculine, but then afterwards I found out they was feminine. So and the sex was real good. So. It really opened my eyes to the fact that, you know, it don't matter if you feel masculine.
This is why I want people to just be themselves. Don't try to be something that you're not. If you know deep down inside that you are slightly femme or you're femme, outright femme.
Exactly.
Just be that, and if a person can't accept you for that, then just move on.
Exactly.
Because I'm not gonna put on no show for nobody. I'm gonna be me. And if that's not masculine enough for you, then, oh, well, Chanel, you can find somebody else.
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, you know, you put on this show and this fake mask, But at some point, you're going to have to take the mask off. When you get home, when you relax, you can't keep up that act forever. At some point, you're going to want to be yourself and just be normal. And then what's going to happen when they find out?
How good is sex anyways if you can't be yourself during sex? You pretending to be somebody else, like role-playing. You going to role-play every time you have sex?
It's not good when you role play. Trust me, it's not. Mm-hmm. You have to be normal. If you want to let out a cussy scream, ow, while you're getting poked.
That's extras.
Damn. I'm just saying. No, if you want to, some people like to let it out like that. Like if you're getting banged, or even if you're banging somebody and it's real good, or if you're getting head. Or if you're getting head and they poke you with their finger, and you want to let a light scream out, oh.
No, I mean, you could be feminine, but if we have any, you sounded like the cunt, that's not turning me on.
Right. Okay.
At all.
But, I mean, obviously, if you're getting banged, you don't want the person banging you to be given very, ooh, oh, oh. No,
no.
You don't want that.
We two men. We should sound like two men in the bed.
Well, so you prefer a more masculine moan, like, oh, ooh, like that
right.
kind of moan.
Something light. It don't matter. Just don't sound like a woman.
Oh, speaking of trends, Tom, what about when people say things that are trendy? Like the one thing, if you want to do a deal breaker with me, call me Pa and I'm done. Like I'm absolutely done. Somebody said such and such Pa, I cannot. I don't know what it is about that word. I don't know what the origin is or whatever. It is utterly disturbing when a gay man calls me Pa. What's up, Pa? It's like what the fuck?
Mexican. Yeah, it kind of gives you Mexican.
I'll be honest, that's sexy.
Not to me, it's not, because I don't hear no boys on the block calling each other Pa.
Well, they do, honey, but it doesn't move me either. Neither does calling it pussy for me. Pussy, any variation of pussy. Pussy, boy pussy, girl pussy, pussy, pussy willow, none of that. No variation of pussy. No, ma'am, the next sound you will hear is poop, that's you coming out of me.
Oh my God. Yes, bitch. Yes, that little sound. Boop.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't like to be called, I don't like my ass to be called a pussy either. I don't like that.
Well, it depends on who say it, okay?
Right, it depends on who say it. If the over masculine trait say it, it sounds
All right, if he just got out of jail, he's been in jail for 3 years, and he's giving you braids and a wife beater, and okay, yeah.
To the side, even.
Upset.
Just know after y'all get done, you're going to have to go to the doctor because it's going to be. Somewhere.
You already know what it's giving from all them years of them queens up in jail, honey.
And so that's to say, too, about the trends. In D.C., like, you can't even really tell who's masculine, who's feminine, and who's a tray, and who's a butch queen no more, because all these children are walking around like kaleidoscopes with all these colors on and crazy, you know, just real busy colors and scarves and big scarves and real tight jackets with the sleeves all the way up to the elbows and things like that. The tray is wearing cut clothes now.
If the boys start giving the trade like stares, like come fuck me stares, they'll stop dressing like that.
And another trend out here is the boys, they wear their pants like halfway off their behind, make their belt real tight so they have real fat in it.
And I love that. That's what's hot.
So what they do is they squeeze the butt cheeks up with a belt.
Are
the straight boys doing that or the gay
the
boys?
The straight
boys.
Both.
And I'm telling you, when I'm on the escalator, I'm looking. I don't care what you're giving, straight or gay, I'm looking at them muffins.
Straight boys are giving.
If you got damage.
Because the straight boys are wearing skinny jeans and things like that. And that's the shade, too, because now the butch queens, they feel like they got to get a tighter jean, almost like it's a battle. So,
right.
It's like, how tight can the jeans get?
Right.
Oh, gosh. Well,
I don't own a pair, but I like to look at them.
No, I have two pair of skinnies, and I don't wear them that often. I mean, because I think the whole skinny jean phase is kind of fading at this point. But that is disturbing to see straight.
They're not fading.
They're not.
They faded for you
no,
in particular.
No.
They have not
they
faded.
They still have
here.
A good year and a half.
Let me ask y'all a question. Is it
Rhonda
said
they got another year and a half.
Wrong, honey.
At least. Is it gay? Y'all consider it gay for... a guy to wear a pair of skinny jeans that are red, like fire engine red.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You should be
what,
with his
red.
Head.
The color is red in the jeans?
Yeah, the jeans are red. Because I have a pair of red skinny jeans, and I wore them to a gay function, but I've been debating if I should wear them to, like, a basketball game at my university.
No.
Throw them away, honey.
Opinions vary, honey. I say if you can pull it off, by all means.
Right.
Honey.
If you can look completely unclockable and wear them, then by all means. But if you have any...
I think I can still get a boy.
Rhonda can rock a paper sack, honey, and sell it in the name, so it's no shit. I mean, so if you can pull it off, girl, I say by all means.
Wait a minute, guys, because you're biased. Charlie, you know, you've seen me before, right, Charlie?
Yeah.
Do you think I can wear some red skinny jeans and not look gay?
You're very tall.
Be honest.
No.
Oh, gosh. Okay, we got to let you go, Charlie.
Oh.
Yeah, certain things are not for the tall girls. Skinny jeans to me should be for guys that are, like, average height.
Like, you're very tall, Tom.
Yeah, tall guys is a different set of rules.
That makes me look gay on me, and well, I don't understand.
I think so, because, I mean, what straight man that you see on the streets that's tall going to wear skinny jeans that are red? Give me a break.
Ooh, okay.
Because you are tall, honey, you're already drawing attention.
Exactly.
And you have to know what you can do and what you can't do, honey. But if you can do it, child, by all means. I mean, you know. We always say whether they're good looks or bad looks, honey, they're still looking.
Yes. Right.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Charlie. Have a good night. Happy New Year. Rhonda, you make me so sick.
I'm just telling it like it is. And, Tom, did you hear anything about the Infinity Ball in Miami?
I hadn't heard anything about that. I don't do balls in Miami too much lately, but I hadn't heard that.
I haven't either, but I heard it was an ultimate flop. The Infinity Ball or something, about 9 people showed up or something.
They've already had it?
I think so, something to that nature. Someone please call in and confirm or deny one of the people who opened or closed the doors or something like that.
Oh, my. All right. Well, let's go to another caller from an 803-269 phone number. You're live with Tom. Hello. Okay, I have an 803-201 caller. You're live with Tom. Hello. Caller, you're live on the air. Hello. Okay, let's move on to another caller. We have a caller from a 410-462. You're live with Tom. Caller, go right ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air. Who's this? Okay, I don't understand what that was all about. All the way from 210-542. Hello?
Yeah?
Yes, hi, you're live. Who's this?
Jack.
What's your question or comment, please?
I don't have any.
Well, thanks for calling. Oh, sorry.
Why are you on the phone, sir? Are you listening to the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Texas.
All right.
Well,
they growing big in Texas, baby. What's good?
Caller, are you familiar with what type of show this is?
It's like a homosexual show for black people.
Are you a homosexual? And are you
black? No. Neither.
Okay, we want to thank you for your call. Let's move along to a caller from, I don't know if I got this phone number already, but it's a 443-813 caller. You're live with Tom. Okay, people, please stop with the silence. I may have already talked to this caller, 678-662. Hello. 678-662, hello.
No.
Okay, I'm going to have to let you go also. People, please pay attention when I come to your phone line. Otherwise, we're going to have to drop you. 937-750. You're live with Tom. Okay. 214-335. Go right ahead, please.
I was just listening, but Miss Jack was giving me a whole lot just now.
wasn't he?
He was giving me a whole lot, honey.
Where you calling from, sweetie?
You should have given him a chow. Jeez.
Where you calling from?
Please.
Okay, yes.
Florida.
You in Florida. You want to tell us about a regional trend in your area? Actually, tell us
gold
about the type
teeth.
Of gold teeth.
How you doing?
Okay, what kind of guys do you like? You like them masculine or you like them cunty?
No preference.
Oh, you'll take anything that has a pipe.
Anything that moves. Anything without in a heartbeat, honey. Yeah.
Okay, caller. Thank you so much. 215-391. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. You're live. Who's this?
Ziggy Icon.
Hey, Ziggy.
What's going on, Don?
Oh, how you doing?
I'm good. What's the topic of the show?
Well, tonight we're talking about regional trends, things that you would only find in your neighborhood, your city. And we're also talking about the type of guys you like. Do you like them cunty or masculine?
And Avian Samba, very happy to hear you on tonight, Ziggy.
Hey.
They were elated with your voice when you came on, Chill.
Rhonda.
They both gave a hey, Ziggy. Yes.
Well, Ziggy, what's your comment? What's a regional trend in your area? You're in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, Philly. I guess trends would be the trade wearing skinny. That's
trade
it.
Trade in Philly is wearing skinny jeans now, too?
I just call them trade up in Butch Queen.
Oh, wow. So the trade boys in Philly are wearing skinny jeans, too.
Yeah.
This is really disturbing. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I kind of like that, Tom. That means I don't have much work to do when I grab one.
So the boys in Philly don't do Dickies no more?
You see a couple of them. That's like the real hard boys.
Okay. All right, Ziggy. Well, we want to thank you for calling, and we hope you have a wonderful evening. Let's move along to 443-573. Hello.
Hello, this is Shanika Shawanda, Malika Shawanda Brown, all up and through the Top of the Bell Show. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's the tea?
What's going on? Hey, I'm Rhonda. Hey, Avian.
Hey, baby.
Now, Shanika, what's the trend where you are?
Oh, well, I'm in jail, but when I was on the streets, I would say the trend was the guys with the whole skinny jean thing.
Well, I was actually talking about jail. What's the trend in there? What are they doing in there?
Oh, the trend in here?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a scared bitch, give up your shit. That's the only trend in here. But other than that, you get a whole skinny jean thing. And Tom, please, whatever you do, don't wear the fire red skinny jeans. Because you never know, you might see a blood, and then they might get you confused. So,
oh, gosh.
Yes, that's the trend in Baltimore, Maryland. The trades and gangs. That is a trend. I mean, everybody, your grandmother is a gangbanger, your aunt, your baby, and everybody. Even a cunt is getting boo-boo.
So the boys in Baltimore are now doing gangs.
Okay, I feel to see like this. I'm around 30 boys right now, 32 to be exact. And I would say 17 of them is in a gang. Do you hear them?
What are they doing?
This is their little chant that they be giving.
What is that leading up to?
They let them do that in jail?
Like what? The blood
shit? They let them do that chant in jail?
Yeah, they chant about cunts, they chant about cliche, they chant about guns.
So let me ask you this, Shamika. Do they have guards where you are? Are there any COs?
Yeah, they are, but they're in like in a room.
Okay,
like,
okay, so
this
you guys
is
are in like
you...
a dorm. You're in a dorm style.
No. Imagine a street. On one side of the street you have houses. On the other side of the street you have houses.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the corner you got a corner store. Well, it sells on both sides of the street. And then the corner store is where the security guards are at.
Okay. So they're contained in a booth, like. And you guys are in your cells. Is it two person per cell or one?
Well, I'm segregated from like everybody. So up here is like Everybody who's up here is segregated from someone else, either for something they did or for
something
they didn't.
It's single person cells?
Yes, here.
You can't get out and mingle with the other people?
No, not no more, because I got into an incident here. So I
now, are these people chanting from within their cells, or are they all out in like a one like a common area?
Oh, they're chanting within their cells right now. It's too late for us to be out.
Oh my goodness.
Right. So, but yes,
oh
the trend is definitely the game trade.
Well, are there any cuties in there at least? I mean, is there any
eye candy? Let me tell you something. I don't care what no one say. The most over boys are jail boys. And they will jail boys, Tom.
Jail, okay.
Oh, they will love you so much that they will give up everything for you. Like, I guess because, like, most people in jail have been neglected from so many people.
Right.
So, like, right, so to be in a place where, like, you meet a bitch with a struggle that has your struggle going on, it's crazy. They will love you. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You know what, Ms. Aviance and Rhonda, but you know what we should do?
What?
We should do us a pen pal with the people in jail.
And they have that.
Well, they got to be with a P.O. box, honey, because they won't have my direct address.
No,
they have
ma'am.
Their pictures and everything is up there. You can see them and everything. It's crazy.
Hey, but I will concur. The most beautiful men are in jail, but there is a reason for that. Because the beautiful men that we see on the streets that try to sell drugs and stuff, they want to, you know, be on top, you know, on the streets. But unfortunately, they get caught up in the system, and that's where they end up.
95% of the jails worldwide, this is a proven fact, are African American.
Mm-hmm.
95% of the jails across the world are straight populated with African Americans.
I'm telling you this. I'm going to get on this website so I can take a look and a glance at some of these photos. And I just may do me a pen pal with somebody. I'm a P.O. box runner, so
Tom might do me a pen pal.
the body be eating it, the cake be eating it, because, like, you know, when
they
get muscular, right? Huh?
They need somebody to talk to. Why not, you know, keep them company and show them some encouragement while they're in there, you know?
Yes.
But they're
going to
want
some
of that. I promise you,
I'll publish your memoirs, sweetie.
Yes, okay, but come up missing, too.
But you will meet loyal trade. One thing I can say about jail trade has been fucked over so many times. You'll meet a lot of loyal boys. Like, you won't, and then you got to realize you can meet somebody who, they know that you live for them, and they will live for you because they're not getting nothing out the deal. You get what I'm saying?
Until they get out, you'll never hear from them again.
No, that's not true.
Oh, wow.
When they first come out of the system, unless they turn gay while they were there, they look for cunts first, first and foremost. And then when the cunts shade them out again, that's when they go opening back up to the queens again. That's normally how it works.
Prime example, no shade, Tom. This is 100% true. I had a boy. I was messing with him. I just said, and it got closer. This is my first time being locked up. This is my second time being locked up. But the first time I locked up, I had a boy. And I was living for him, and he was living for me. La, la, la. I was only in jail for 2 months. I got out of jail, and I came home. He was in jail for about 6 months after that. I talked to him. I got my life. He came home and left his baby mother for me.
Oh.
Help. Honey, how long are you in jail for, honey?
Girl, I'm telling
you said one time it was 2 months. And now this how long?
Because I had a slight temper problem, and like if you will feel it, then I will feel it, and I made bad choices.
Well, honey,
like
I'm
that.
Not feeling it. I don't know.
I'm
gonna
say you crab, so you well on your way, honey. Like
I was
recently. You crab, so you well on your way. If you don't stop doing what you're doing,
you
won't
be fine. Does not have to crab. Not one
you
day of her life.
You
want
all glass, Miss Thing. You want all glass, honey.
Honey, so don't be upset, chill, because that's what you're in there for, honey. I mean, you be on this phone rambling and rambling. You just want some love and attention from the shelter. We give you that, girl, but don't be trying to falsify all this information that trade is. Girl, the trade gets out, honey. They get on the Greyhound to Atlanta and pay you dust, chill. That call it a day.
Shamika, we want to thank you for calling in tonight.
Yes, baby.
Thank you, Tamika Bonika, Shanika Patika Palala.
I know. She really has given me some insight tonight. Did you hear how they were screaming in the jail?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything like that.
But you know what? That kind of turned me on a little bit. I like that kind of carrying on.
When you girls come up missing,
and somebody in the background tells them, what he said, girl? Child, I get so sick of hearing that kind of foolishness. I like to hear some niggas chanting, I'm sorry, some black men chanting about just nonsense.
No, I mean, on the real, I think what we should do, and I can make this happen, I can call some people. We ought to do some kind of like undercover expose type thing. Go into
jail. I don't have my share of jail husbands, honey. I've done that.
No, I mean, we
already
can actually go into the jail like we're actually in jail, but they won't know we're just there as we like.
No, I need to be in a special cell like Malika Tawika, or whatever her name was, Brown, baby.
Yeah.
In my private cell, honey. I'm not using public.
Tom will be putting money on these sales books, honey.
No, you don't have to worry about that. I am too frugal to be doing any type of thing like that. Trust me and believe.
Miss Rhonda, you got any gossip tonight, girl?
What's that, sis?
You got any gossip tonight?
No gossip other than that Ken and Bones gossip, honey.
That must be horrible.
Yeah, right after the new year and right before Valentine's Day.
Okay.
This might be their fresh start.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go back to the phones and get these last few phone calls in while we have time. Where did I leave off? I totally forgot where I left off. Let's see here.
You said that you could quite possibly...
I have no idea what you're talking about or where you're going.
Whatever. You have this amnesia that happens like every 2 or 3 minutes.
All the way from Indianapolis, a caller from 317-295. Go ahead.
What's up, Tom?
Hi, who's this?
Malcolm.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
I like that name.
Wait a second. Hey, Malcolm, what's up?
Jim. What's up, Jim?
Hey,
Ron.
How you been?
I'll be on, so whatever.
Hey, baby. Thank you.
How you been, Malcolm?
Chilling at work, bored.
Oh, you're at work.
I love that.
Yep.
Malcolm, are you coming down for Martin Luther King?
I don't know yet.
Better yet,
you
are you coming for the inauguration?
Excuse me, you still don't know if you're coming down and it's 2 weeks away?
Yeah. I mean, I can. I don't know yet. I don't know. Oh,
okay.
Liking anyone like that.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll talk about it later. Well, what's on your mind?
Oh, he tried me.
What's this show about today? Because this is funny.
We were talking about regional trends, and we're talking about what kind of guys you like, if you like them cunty or if you like them masculine.
I like them gay, but I like them just right.
Just
and
right.
What exactly
okay.
is just right?
Meaning they can be gay but still can give off boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The trend up here, what's the trend up here? They be wearing them H&M drawers a lot up here.
Oh, yes. I did notice that. Now, how would you know what kind of underwear the boys are wearing?
It's on the band, sweetie.
Because they be showing them off.
Oh, yes.
Don't you wear them, too?
Okay. We'll talk to you. Thanks a lot for calling in, Malcolm. Right, good night, all right?
Yep.
Anyway.
I know it's getting rid of the good ones.
Move right along to a caller from
718-682.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Tom. What's up?
Hey, who's this?
This Uncle Break It Down. I've been trying to get to you from last night, y'all. Not gonna get in.
Oh well, what's up, Uncle Breaky? There. I love it when you call. What's up?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you? I liked your topic last night, but you know, some of these girls need to, you know, get up and smell a tea, honey.
Oh, get up and do what?
I said some of these girls need to get up and smell the tea that's steaming to their nose, that these niggas don't want them sometimes. Sometimes you might meet a boy, and yes, he's cheating on his lover, but apparently he might not be interested in his lover. He's looking for somebody else, so, you know, he's just searching. Meanwhile, he's caught up.
Right,
and then,
right.
Then to today's topic. I mean, these girls in New York City, oh, girl. I am so sick of them. They got these bodies. On top of it, they're a lady. That's number one. That all this Jim Kimmy body walking around. when you take them in your bed, you think you're getting yacked. Oh, girl, their legs up in the air before you even know it.
Okay. And the readers have been up all day, honey.
And
they
do mix high fashion with Herber, and, you know, I just can't see that. I just, you know, that's just the issue here in New York City, NYC.
Mm-hmm.
Girls try to mix it up a little bit, and it does not work. So they look stupid.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
all right.
And my new aim phone 9, I want a businessman. I'm tired of the boy, the cons, the ladies. I just want a businessman. You gotta have a business mind mentality.
Oh, Uncle Break It Down, are you logged in? I just heard a buzz.
Ooh, I
he's on
phone.
Adam, honey.
Nah, I'm not on Adam. I'm at work.
Yes, you are,
work.
Child. That's the only one that makes that sound.
I am at work. I am sorry. I'm on the clock right now. I'm just bored.
Mm, right, all right.
Oh.
Unless that's Miss Rhonda, honey.
Oh,
you're
Rhonda.
Rhonda. Oh,
hi,
ma'am,
honey.
You ain't get down.
Your brother
said no, ma'am.
No, ma'am, honey. I'm a smart bitch, honey. I got mine on mute.
It work, bitch.
Ding over here, shit.
Well, I'm not by no internet. I'm in work. So somebody try to probably tap into the line because I'm on the work line. So somebody trying to listen to what I'm listening to because they do that, little cashier girls. So, yeah.
Oh,
that's probably
wow.
What just
okay.
Happened.
And where are you
Uncle,
from, baby? Because you have a beautiful accent.
Well, I'm Jamaican.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Yeah.
From,
okay.
This is the one from Brooklyn, Miss Avian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Flat Uncle, push. Break it down. Well, it's been nice talking to you, and you have a good night, all right?
You too. I'm listening the same way.
Okay.
All right, Brook, play along.
Wait,
yes, play along nicely.
Wait 1 minute. He said girls. There's only one, two girls on this line, okay?
And one of them is you, honey.
Oh. Of girls, I just was informed that Rodney Milan is on the phone. Rodney, hello.
Oh, Lord. Get him, Rodney.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Rodney.
Hey, Rodney.
All right.
Traveling on your time and your dime.
Yes, Mario did.
Ooh.
Rodney, I'm going to fuck you up. You
that's how you get a bitch together. Call her by her government, honey.
That lady just tried me. I can't believe you, Rodney.
You started it, Tom. You started New Year off. I call, you know what I'm saying, to give a little, you know, a little special shout out and, you know, to correct the mistake that was made, and you know.
I was just playing, honey. Well, what's the D? What's up?
Well, I guess you know, this comes from being inspired by Andre. I guess sometimes you vent, but you, I make it a point of not to put house business out on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But this individual is really not in my house, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, who is it?
But apparently, the kids. There's a couple of kids that were Miss Rahees that live in the Midwest, Ohio area. They just assumed that they could, you know, leave Miss Rahees and then become Milans.
Oh.
So
based on what?
I tried to speak to the individual, but they told me that they're not changing it, that they're Milans. There's nothing that I or anybody else in our house can do about it.
Is that what Tony's tag was all about? There's no Milans in Ohio?
Yes. His name is Davin. Davin Mizrahi. He walks around with a twist. He said he's from Columbus. I mean, from Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
And apparently he left when Black and Autumn left. But I spoke with him earlier. And, you know, trying to, you know, reconcile the issue privately.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I guess I'll make a consensus announcement to everybody who's listening from the Midwest, East, or whatever. So when they see him walk, the commentators will actually know that he's now know what house he's going to now or going to post up next on his MySpace or whatever he's doing. But he's not a Milan. I don't know who made him a Milan. But if it didn't go through the senior members in our house, overall father, the executive board, we don't just no individual in our house can just see someone and say, you're a Milan. It doesn't work like that. We have structure. We have guidelines. We have rules and regulations that we follow as a house.
Whew.
And that's not
now
it.
How many imposters is it, Rodney?
I think like three or four.
Now tell us what their names are. We want everybody to listen to this.
I only know one name. I only know one name, but they told me there's more. There's a few more, but his name is Davin. He walks into a twist. Yeah.
Oh,
Davin.
You know what? I think that's that boy that used to be. I know exactly who you're talking about. This when I was in Mizrahi, we put him out a couple of times, and if I'm not mistaken, he was claiming to be an Aga at one point too.
That's exactly him. Bingo.
Yes.
That is him.
And Harold had got him together one day on Walk for Me. Yeah, he has a history of claiming to be in houses that he's not a part of. He's not all there. I don't think so.
I heard that as well, and I told him, I said, if you come to a ball that I'm at, please don't walk out of Milan because it'd be a very, quite embarrassing to you. But as he's not a traveler, I told him that I could come to where he is, whatever ball he walks in his home state, and I'll still do the same thing.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted it to be out there, Ohio, Cincinnati, Cleveland.
So it's safe to say, Rodney, that there are. Milan's in Ohio at all?
Yeah, it is some, but they're like old school Milan's that don't walk balls, that are just, working and doing their thing. So you
wouldn't
know
okay.
who they are.
If there's any young kids out in Ohio walking as a Milan, they're imposters unless they are, known Milan's from the East Coast or from Chicago or wherever.
Right. Oh, they wouldn't know if they were Milan's. The people wouldn't know if they were Milan's or not, but. If they want to take a different route, I decided, well, tonight is my night to take a different route. I'll get out, stoop down and do a little, do a leg work, a little dirty work.
Well, that boy from Cincinnati, he's issues. I mean, I remember him because we had problems, and I just remember he's not.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that you had to talk to once before. You had to call him and put him
on.
Yeah, I was okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
remember that
shit
that walked
me. Yes, I do remember. Wow.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Okay.
When you said that name, I remember that guy. He's a shady character. Oh, okay,
well.
Rodney. Well, we want to thank you for calling in to break that news to us and let
I just went back to my stage, and that says, once a Miller, always a Miller. So I'll call Andre in a minute to find out what's going on with that, because we communicate. I wasn't involved. I was resting, watching television.
He's definitely maybe even D-list. He doesn't even really walk.
Right.
So that's why we don't even know who he is, because he's not of a caliber where we would know who he is.
Right, but
so,
I don't want him to make a mistake of put a subpar individual on the floor and he's representing my house. That's not the
right. I understand. Trust me, I understand.
Well.
All right, Rodney. Well, we want to wish you a happy new year. Will we see you in Atlanta for the awards ball?
I'm still contemplating. I'm really still contemplating.
Yeah, please, you'll be right there, Rodney.
I have an opportunity to go home, to the activities going on in D.C. as well, and,
Well, I'm going to do both. I'm doing Atlanta and D.C., but
Rodney,
hold me on the phone.
But maybe I might come to Atlanta, Tom, and drive with you up, too. We got to make a road trip. Are you going to drive the new car, or you going to
drive up? I'm driving
up. I might do that.
Okay, well, let me know. But while you're on the phone, I do want to ask you this question, because this information came across my desk earlier today. The Chanel's are boycotting. The Chanel's are boycotting the Atlanta Awards Bowl, but I got word late tonight that the House of Milan is also boycotting. Is that true?
We haven't had a meeting about it. I do not confirm or deny. I haven't heard wind of that.
Okay, well, I think I better get Kadan on the phone tomorrow and find out.
Right, that'll be fine. Yeah. Well, if Kadan hasn't spoke with me about it, he normally speaks to the house or stuff if someone's boycotting something. So if the meeting is going on now, so maybe the last meeting is going on in Atlanta at this moment. Andre just told me they're in the meeting, so maybe they're discussing some things to help out the kids. But I will be partying with the Chanels. I will be partying with the Chanel, whether that's a boycott or not, but I will be partying.
Oh,
it's a good party. So
I must be buying drinks.
Yes, all drinks on Rodney, yes.
All right, Rodney. Well, we want to thank you for calling in. Happy New Year again.
Same to you guys. So, Tom, I think I can.
Wait a minute, Rodney, were you saying something else? We clicked you off by mistake. Hello?
Oh, I said, yeah, we can do Atlanta and D.C. then. That would be wonderful.
Okay, well, just let me know. I don't have a problem with that. Just make sure you have gas and tolls. All
right.
Righty,
make sure
we'll
have any freeloaders with you.
No. Reloaded this time.
Like last time, right, okay.
Yes, yes, like the last time.
No, right, okay, I ain't gonna call no house names. Look, leave it like that.
It was from two different houses, remember?
It was.
All right, Rodney, we'll be talking to you.
Okay, you guys have a good night.
All right. Let's try to get one or two more callers before we get out of here. 646-542. Hello.
I'm just listening.
Oh, they can't get enough.
Happy New Year, Kelly.
They hate me, but they still on this line. 252-902, hello.
What's going on, Tom? Terrell Mizza.
What's poppin'? What's poppin', Terrell?
Not much. Happy New Year to
Happy
everybody.
Happy
New
Year to
New
you
Year.
Also, and Happy New Year to everybody in my home state of North Carolina.
Yes, I'm just sitting here listening about that child from Ohio. She's not in the house.
Oh, I knew that. This is a knot. Y'all knot, honey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Terrell. Well, listen, Happy New Year to you. Tell everybody out there we said hello, okay?
Will do.
All righty. Let's get one more caller, 240-346. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Oh, this is Ian Mizza.
This is Ian. Oh, hey, Ian from Baltimore, the sex siren / realist with a twist. What's going on?
Nothing. Just listening.
Okay, do me a favor, rub your nipples for me and grab your meat, all right?
All right.
ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you guys that the Atlanta Awards Ball is Martin Luther King weekend is on that Sunday. I think it's January 18th, if I'm not mistaken. The Carolina Awards Ball is January 31st. And then there's some stuff coming up in February. I think the Detroit Awards Ball is the first weekend in February, if I'm not mistaken, and some other stuff coming up. I'm not sure what I'm going to be attending just yet. Of course, I'll be doing the Atlanta event since this is home for me. And then I'll be leaving straight after the ball, headed to Washington, D.C., to see our 44th president get sworn in as the first black president in America. I cannot wait for that, I'll be honest.
I can't wait either.
And I hope you're going to let me stay with you in the guest room. Child, put me on the couch in the basement. I don't care.
Honey, it's $1,000 a night, like it's for everybody.
Yeah.
I hear they renting out their rooms, honey, and they gonna move the kids out of the rooms, and they renting the rooms out for $1,000 a night in D.C. And I don't blame them. If I live
if
up
you
there,
coming
I
with
do
a date,
thing.
Honey, if you coming by yourself, you can stay. If you coming with a date,
oh, no.
Honey, keep it moving,
no,
girl.
No, I ain't bringing
yes.
no dates.
I think you bringing her one too. Chill.
No, I might stop through one or
cause
two.
Cause Tom does not travel
up.
Alone, honey. I always got him some trade with him.
No,
well,
no, I didn't
heard
travel.
He's bringing Daddy with him. I'm sure Daddy got his own place, honey. That's where he's from.
Okay. I travel by myself. It's just that I know people in different places, so you know I'm state to state, so I see them all over. They are sprinkled all over town. But anyway, I've got to tell them goodbye. Tell everybody goodbye.
Good evening, everyone.
All right, and Rhonda, any last words for you?
Oh, you know, just when the kids try it on your time and on your dime, even in 09, give them a stiff, stern look and tell them, yeah, please.
Even in 09, okay. All right, Rhonda, good night. Take care, everybody. Listen, go to servethekids.com for your ball DVD needs. We still have the Allure Ball on servethekids.com. As well as Sex Siren Volume 3. I'm looking at that right now, all the sexy men on there. You can see people like Roz, Miyake Mugler, and all the other sex sirens, the Mizza Boys, and, you know, everybody. You can see them on Sex Siren Volume 3. I want to thank everybody for joining us here on this night. It has been a pleasure to host you guys. And tomorrow, we'll do it again tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Wild Out Wednesdays, whatever is on your mind, whatever you want to talk about, feel free to call us up and we'll be happy to talk to you. Remember, whatever you do, don't let the kids serve you, but you serve the kids. I'm Tom. I'll talk to you tomorrow. To fall.
what's on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, praying, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
as soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when
things
start happening.
When I stop looking at back then,
when I let go,
I let go,
when I let God,
let God,
let him
have his way.
There's so much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in the head, everything will be alright.
Soon yeah. As I stop worrying,
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
I can let go,
I let go in my
mind. I can let God, let him have,
let God
have his way. When I let God, let him have, let go, let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my